Judges chapter 13. This is about Samson. So again, Israel sin, and the Philistines are sent by God to dominate them for 40 years. And of course, in the usual way, God raises them up a judge, a saviour. And this is how he did it at this time. There was a man called Manoah from Zorah. He was from the tribe of Dan, and his wife was barren. She hadn't had children. And that was a huge tragedy in those days. The angel of Yahweh appeared to her and said, "You have been barren, but you are soon going to have a son. Be careful that you don't drink any wine nor anything that's forbidden. Because after your son is born, you must never cut his hair, as from his birth he is going to be given over to God as a Nazirite." Now, a Nazirite was someone who was not a priest, who was not from the tribe of Levi, but who could willingly agree, to do the sort of things and live the kind of life that a priest lived. Now, for example, the priest was not supposed to eat or drink anything to do with the vine, no wine, and to have a mitre on his head as the high priest. And so maybe the long hair of the Nazirite was supposed to represent that. And so God says Samson is to be dedicated to God as a Nazirite from his birth, and he is going to begin my work of delivering Israel from the Philistines. So the woman rushed to tell her husband. She said, "A man of God came to me. He looked as if he might be an angel of God, but I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. He told me that I was going to become pregnant and have a baby son. He warned me not to drink any wine, not to take any alcohol, nor eat any of the food that's forbidden, because the boy is to be given to God as a Nazirite for as long as he lives." Manoah then prayed to Yahweh, "Please, Yahweh, let the man of God that you sent come back to us and tell us what we should do and how we should raise this boy when he's born." The Lord heard Manoah's prayer, and the angel returned to the woman while she was sitting in the fields. Her husband Manoah wasn't with her, so she immediately ran and said to her husband, "Look, the man who came to me the other day has appeared to me again." So you see how angels look like ordinary men. Manoah arose and followed his wife. He went to the man and said, "Are you the person who was talking to my wife?" "Yes," he replied. Manoah asked, "When your words are fulfilled, then what must the boy do, and what sort of life is he to lead?" So Manoah believes what his wife has said, and he believes that this is going to happen. Yahweh's angel replied, "Your wife must be careful to do all things that I've commanded her. She mustn't eat anything that comes from the vine. She mustn't drink any wine or eat any of the food that's forbidden. She must do all that I have commanded her." Now, Manoah was unaware that it was in fact an angel of Yahweh. So he said, "Please don't leave us. Let us just prepare a young goat for you." Now, this is another example of what it means in Hebrews in the New Testament when we're told, "Be careful to entertain strangers, because some have entertained angels without realizing it." And of course, Abraham and Lot are examples of that. And here is another example. So this raises lots of exciting questions. Are there in fact people who we meet in our lives who are in fact angels? They always look like men. That's because they are in human form. Even God himself has a real physical body, and he exists because we are made in his image, and the angels are likewise in his image. God is real. He's not a puff of smoke in the atmosphere. He's not a cloud. He's not just energy. He's real. He really exists as a person. The angel said, "If I do remain, I won't eat any of your food. But if you wish to prepare something, well, offer it as an offering to Yahweh." Manoah replied, "Please tell us your name so that we can honor you when your words come true." The angel asked him, "But why do you wish to know my name? For it is secret." So Manoah took a young goat and some grain and offered them on a rock, which acted as an altar to Yahweh. And Yahweh did wonderfully. While the flames were ascending up from the altar, Manoah and his wife saw the angel of Yahweh ascending into heaven in the flames. Then Manoah realized that the man he'd seen was actually Yahweh's angel. He and his wife fell on their faces to the ground, but they never saw the angel again. And sometimes you think, oh, it's all right for those people. In the Bible times, they had angels appearing to them all the time. It was all visible. But actually, no, they just had one or two incidents in their lives, and they had to hang on in faith for most of their lives. Manoah said to his wife, we must die because we've seen God. But his wife replied, but if God wanted to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our offering, because the flame arising out of the stone, burning up their offering, was a sign that God accepted the offering. He wouldn't have shown us all this or revealed these things to us if he just wanted to kill us. The woman gave birth to a son, and they called him Samson. The child grew, and Yahweh blessed him, and he began to exercise God's power in the area between Zorah and Eshtaol.